You Will Move Mountains by Mink Hollow, read by Petica. Fandom, Warehouse 13. Mrs. F has insisted on overseeing the Hunt for Micah operation, after she and Artie pretty much physically restrained Claudia and Pete for a week, on the grounds that Micah would only run faster. And Claudia has to admit, it's better than Pete being a helper. He was doing the opposite of helping, really. But it's also damn quiet. And finally, between attempts to hack things that aren't producing the team big sister, Claudia can't take it anymore. So, how do you end up mixed up in this warehouse thing anyway? Mrs. Frederick raises an eyebrow. Much the same way you did, actually. Please tell me your brother didn't teleport himself into Limbo too. Seriously, it's bad enough that that happened once. Claudia can't imagine that damn compass being a repeat offender on that level. Oh no, some agents came to our farm looking for my great uncle's clock. It would seem that even though my aunt was the only person besides him who'd ever wound it, they didn't want to take the chance of it falling into the wrong hands. And since nothing good had ever come of white men in suits coming to the farm, neither did I. All that fuss over a clock? I mean, I really shouldn't be surprised by now, but... Mrs. Frederick smiles. Claudia thinks, anyway. It only lasts for about a second. According to my aunt, Uncle Benjamin was always a bit disappointed that his clockmaking didn't take him more places. In any case, I told the agents that clock wasn't going anywhere without me, so they took me back to London. Huh. Claudia leaves it while she chases down another Micah lead. When it amounts to nothing, she adds, London? So did you know HG at the time? Only in passing. She worked with other agents most of the time. This time, the silence is a lot more awkward in light of, well, everything. Claudia tries a bunch more fruitless leads and almost wishes Artie would come in with a case, or even Pete with theoretical donuts, because he'd eaten them all on the way back, again, just for a change of pace. Instead, she blurts out, I'm not prepared for the caretaker thing. I'm not. This time she can tell Mrs. F is smiling. It lasts longer, and there's sympathy in it, if she's guessing right. From what I can tell, no one is, until they take it on. I certainly wasn't. Fortunately, you have more than 5 minutes to brace yourself now. Claudia smiles, just as her computer beeps. Hey, I got a ping! Mrs. Frederick comes to read over Claudia's shoulder, and she dives into pursuing the ping to the end. If Micah wants to stay gone in the end, that's one thing, but like hell they're going to let her go without at least a proper goodbye. The end. Author's notes. For the sake of this fic, Mrs. Frederick's uncle is Benjamin Beneker, best known for contributing to the survey/building plans of Washington, D.C. There's a legend out there that he built a wooden clock that kept perfect time until he died. I was going to take that and write a full-on backstory for Mrs. F, but I never got around to it, and then the show brought out their explanation for why she's lived so long. I still like the mental image of her confronting the warehouse agents, though, so I kept that and ran with the rest of the idea. Reader's notes. Thank you to Mink Hollow for allowing me to record her fic. If you'd like to read this fic online, it can be found at archiveofourown.com/works/128984. If you'd like to download this podfic, it's at paticaproductions.com. This was recorded for the Awesome Ladies Anthology 2012. Thanks for listening.